This podcast features adults using adult language. You have been warned.
Well, we can start with introductions.
Yeah.
Introducciones.
I sure am excited about playing this Dungeons & Dragons game. I, Scott Kurtz. How about you, Mike?
I'm Mike
Krulik.
Mike Krulik, a.k.a. Gabe. I'm also very excited to be playing the part of Jim Darkmagic.
Oh, I should mention I'm playing the part of Binwin Bronzebottom, the dwarf fighter.
Who are you again?
I'm Binwin Bronzebottom, a dwarf fighter.
Okay. And I'm sorry, your name is?
I'm Scott Kurtz.
Oh, hi, Scott.
I make a comic strip called PvP.
And who's sitting across from me? Who is that? I can't see over there.
Well, through the mists.
My name is Will Wheaton.
Hello, Will.
Hello, Mike Krulik, better known as Gabe, Penny Arcade.
Yes.
This intro is going to be more confusing. People have got like a flow chart already.
You can see him looking down. Okay. He knows him.
Okay. I am playing an Eladrin Avenger. Avenger is a new class from the Player's Handbook 2, and his name is Erofel Erhamane. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Why does Wheaton get a new class? Why am I stuck a fighter? That's been around since the 70s.
It's tradition.
What was your name?
Erofel Erhamane.
So we'll call you Al.
You fucker.
No.
Of all the time I spent building this character and like backstory and like making sure that his stats made sense and not min-maxing him and building him, what I spent the most time on was the name. Like, come up with a name that they're not going to be able to make fun of. Come on.
Come up with a name that they can't pronounce.
Come up with a name that they can't fuck with.
No,
I'll be
it.
Al.
No. Hey,
thank you.
No, he'll be LL Cool J.
Al?
All right.
Yeah.
We'll work with that.
I think Jim's going to call you Al.
Your name kind of sounds like...
You can call me Al.
I want to bang Hermione. Because she's getting hot.
You can't say that. She's still...
She's
still underage, right?
She's 10 years old.
You're not allowed to acknowledge that she's attractive for another, like, 3 months.
Yeah.
Oh. Mike, you never
creep.
You said that.
What? That's not no.
He just liked me.
Hey, wait, Jerry.
Yeah,
yes.
Who
Jerry
else
Holkins
is at this table?
Arcade.
Well,
you need to introduce yourself as well.
I'm glad you asked. I'm Jerry Holkins, a.k.a. Tycho Brahe, and I am playing Omen, which is short for something, CEO of Acquisitions Incorporated. That's me.
The donuts have arrived.
Delicious.
We want to introduce...
The donuts?
The Dungeon Master?
No, he's not important.
Oh.
Oh,
yeah, you can introduce yourself.
And our Dungeon Master...
Wait, are we ever going to hear the Dungeon Master on the podcast? only the entire thing.
The whole podcast is like, what? No!
My name is Chris Perkins. I'm the Dungeon Master. I'll be playing all the soon-to-be-dead things.
Hopefully.
Oh, yeah. We'll see about that.
No, you were here last time.
That's right.
Let's hope that's a prophecy.
All right, so Acquisitions Incorporated is back, but we have a new hire.
We have a new hire, and it's a part of a pronounced PR campaign. We're your Acquisitions Incorporated. This is all to sort of clean things up after the Winterspire incident.
Yeah.
There's a single page in the files that just says it was pretty bad. And that's it. So we're coming out, we got a new face. This is the new face of Acquisitions Incorporated. What do you bring to the what can you bring to the company?
Well, basically? hang on here for a second. Let's back up.
Oh, I can do this.
Let's back up a little bit. It's raining in Fallcrest.
Sorry. I enjoyed that.
It's a heavy rain, and it's been raining far too long. That's what the spring is like here, and a lone figure walks through the darkened streets of Fallcrest for the first time, navigating the maze-like alleyways to the front door of a respectable establishment that has a freshly painted unicorn sign mounted above the door. And it is an Eladrin. And he has been looking long and hard, using every ounce of his skill to pass through the town without arousing too much suspicion, but tracking down his quarry.
Right. Or without arousing...
So he's looking for a mine of some kind?
Right.
He's looking for a band of adventurers that call themselves Acquisitions Incorporated.
He's a metallurgist, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
And he has only just found out that they are nestled in the basement of an inn called the... Unfortunately, the Silver Unicorn.
It's what we could afford, frankly, and it's temporary. We like it.
We've got a good theme song, though.
We do?
Catch a commercial.
So, a world-wise-looking woman comes to the door, opens it, and looks at your figure there in the rainy night.
Say.
And her eyes grow wide.
How wide? How wide are we
Too
talking?
Wide.
Okay.
Wide with alarm for a moment there, and then she realizes you're not some brigand come to rob her in the night.
Well, she doesn't know that, actually. She doesn't know that. Okay.
And she says, "You must be with them."
I am.
Oh, no.
It's going to be like that.
Oh, shit.
Is this an all-the-time thing?
It might be.
Okay. All right. Yes. That's good.
She says, my name is Wissera Osterman. I run this establishment. They pay me.
It's real.
Remember last time when Liz Ropley, he's like, nope, there's the keep. Go fight stuff. But now
get out of the rain.
Thank you, good lady.
Two sets of footsteps come down the rickety wooden stairs into the cellar where you have affixed yourselves for the past several weeks, regrouping after your latest escapade.
I immediately draw my sword so no one realizes I fell asleep on my watch.
The fact that one of the figures seems to be accompanied by a lantern light, you recognize the footfalls as those of Wissera, and you don't recognize the footfalls of the other one. In fact, you can barely hear them.
Hey, whose footfalls are those?
They are mine.
Oh.
You expected something more, looking around this cellar, but their personalities seem to fill the room just fine.
Have we met him before?
No, this is like the interview process. No, exactly. Exactly. Well, I will lead him over. I say, yes, I'm cold. If you could just have a seat at our interview table that I've just conjured from thin air, we can get started. I think we're all very excited, and as I suggested in our previous correspondence that we haven't had, things are going to be awesome.
Does he get a cut? Like, what's his percentage?
He doesn't get any cut.
Oh, good. Good to have you on board, Al.
Well,
an elf, and a high elf at that.
We have to do a drug test.
Nobody told me there'd be an elf. That's twice as bad as you.
Listen, what you have to understand is that he's all about, he has a higher purpose.
We should have a don't ask, don't tell policy for elves. Like
if you're an elf?
If you're an elf, you don't have to say anything. We won't ask.
Are you an elf? Is that a big deal? Are you an elf? but basically, essentially, he serves a higher purpose. And so, common money, wealth, jewels, platinum, ancient artifacts.
What would you know? Jewel statue. Says Wissera.
Well, I heard a story about it, and I think I would like to get some, frankly.
She goes upstairs.
Yeah, exactly. Go upstairs, honey. Fetch us some.
But essentially, he doesn't care about that. This is what I understand about Avengers. They're not about those sorts of things. The sorts of things that we like.
I think Jim goes back upstairs with Wissera.
That's perfectly acceptable.
Can we roll to see if Wissera, I make out with Wissera?
Can we roll to see if Wissera is a chunky woman?
Does she have nice hips?
She is a stocky, stalwart woman.
Ooh,
durable.
Yeah.
She's a stout woman.
Jim likes that.
She has 1d20 hips. So that's up to you.
She is a force of nature.
But now, did we know he was coming, or is this, he has sought us out via, like, our reputation precedes us?
You've probably posted some notes around saying,
Now hiring.
Need fourth member.
Right, looking for a drummer, essentially.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm your guy. I am your guy.
Yeah. Well, perfect. I mean, that's basically what we need to...
Jim, Wissera will pour you a mug full of Hogspit, which is a brand of ale.
That's awesome.
All right.
I'm not sure he'll drink it, but he has it.
Yeah.
He's trying to cut a figure, you know. Basically, seated. Jim is not here. The dwarf is here for moral support.
Yeah.
More or less.
Well, you didn't say... I mean, you didn't say it's going to be an elf.
I didn't know. This is all due to me. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
So here's a bit of information you guys know that your friendly Avenger does not yet, and that is that you have an opportunity.
Also, we have
your reputation does in fact precede you, despite your present circumstances, and you have an appointment with a Captain Nathan Faringray in the morning. He works for the Falcrest Guard, and he needs some help.
This sounds good.
All right.
This sounds good. Do I know what kind of help?
It wasn't clear, but there are acquisitions involved.
Okay, well, that's our line. That's right in our wheelhouse. So,
man.
what can you bring to Acquisitions Incorporated?
I bring the might and grace of Melora with me from the Feywild.
From the what?
The Feywild.
Is that what is that?
It's where the Fae live.
It's where the Fae are from.
Where we Fae come from.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's magical.
Okay, well, that's iron.
Humans can't see it. Up in the forest.
Well, welcome aboard. That sounds good. Magic and shit. All right.
That's awesome. I'm from the ground.
Jim comes back downstairs. Wait a second. We have another magic guy. You do magic?
Yes. I channel the might of my god, Melora.
Do you do spells and tricks? See,
say sort of the divine kind of powers.
Ghost, do you know ghost sound?
You can't do ghost sound, right?
I can't.
All right.
You pull out a coin. The coin goes, what the fuck? Can you do that?
And I tell Dwarf, listen, elves aren't so bad. You know, I messed around with one in college.
Oh.
Experimenting.
Two elves.
And
it was cool. That, fair enough. I mean, do we have a filthy bunk that he can
sleep? You have a clean cot.
Yeah, incidentally, not that it matters, but we Eladrin are slightly higher than elves.
Higher?
Yes. Elves are like little brothers.
Yeah.
To us. So it's a bit of an insult to call the Eladrin an elf.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Understood. Understood. Eladrin is definitely, it's a cut above.
Awesome. Welcome, elf.
It's like a luxury elf.
Al the elf. Good to have you on board.
It's Alf.
Alf.
It's called Alf.
We're ready to go. No, that's a term of endearment. It doesn't refer to a rodent.
Still, there's something about these three that draws you to them.
You can't quite place it.
Will, welcome to my role last podcast.
I will clutch my holy symbol, and I will say a silent prayer to Melora for patience.
Her reins guided you here.
Jim is willing to take you under his wing.
Excellent.
Teach you a few tricks.
You're Jim's protege.
By the way, he's about 90 years younger than you.
Oh. You'll be all right, kid. Jim's going to look out for you.
Pat.
All right. In the morning, you are awakened by the sound of a large wooden spoon hitting the side of a soup tureen upstairs.
Means grub's on it.
Is it the first upstairs? That's Wasara's signal for you to get up.
Can I roll wisdom? Okay. I put my shit in. We head north.
All right. She has four bowls of stew laid out on the bar.
This is what I want in a role-playing experience.
Three bowls. My bowl of stew is already in my stomach.
Yeah.
The bowl is gone.
Jim's is tofu, right?
And she has filled your wineskins.
Yes.
Wow, I didn't know there were wineskins.
She gives you two, one that has actually drinking water in it, one that has hot water in it, so that you can put it somewhere where you need to stay warm.
Great.
No.
And then after you feast, you head out.
Or for herbal teas.
Yeah.
What do you mean, like my balls?
Wherever you like, she says.
Yeah, you know that.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about.
Okay.
And when you head out into the muddy streets of Fallcrest and out of town, you come to a place called the Loveless Fields. It used to be this sprawling tract of farmland that hasn't been tended to recently, and the local militia are using it as a training area. And you see these half-competent young militia trainees stomping around through the mud, bashing each other with wooden swords.
It's very SCA, the whole scene.
They're using boffers.
Yeah. And occasionally one of them will lose a boot in the muck and the others will laugh at him and push him down and stuff like that. And looking upon them with some measure of approval/disapproval is a armored warrior on the back of a horse who is basically out on the road. His squire next to him. On a fence nearby is a dwarf smoking a pipe.
Jim is going to go sign some autographs for the kids.
Yeah.
You guys.
I'm heading over to the militia guy. These guys could use some pointers from a real fighter.
Jim brought some headshots, so he's going to...
Yeah,
some
glossies?
Yeah.
Okay. This is more of a public appearance for Jim.
Yeah.
All right, I'll tend to the business side of this equation.
Okay.
And I will
So you wade out into the muck?
Yes. I wade out into the muck with the...
largesse.
I head to the dwarf.
Okay.
Do we recognize these people? Are we familiar with them from our previous time spent in the town, or is this, like, new people?
Fallcrest is big enough that you don't necessarily know everybody in town, but somebody like a Captain Nathan Faringray you've heard of, and he's the guy on the horse.
I don't know who the dwarf is.
None of you have met the dwarf before. You see that the dwarf is wearing a tricorn hat, kind of a ratty brown thing. The rain is still coming down, and it's just kind of pouring off the corners of his hat.
I thought all dwarfs knew each other. Is that not true?
He's not local.
Oh, all right. Okay. That's racist.
When you go over to the dwarf, he introduces himself as Sorek Orvash.
Sorek Orvash.
He's a prospector.
Oh, he's a prospector.
And he says, "You must be from Acquisitions. You should talk to Faringray. He has everything you need to know."
Oh.
We'll meet again.
Rush off.
Yeah, that's cold.
Wow.
That's cold.
This NPC has no quest for me currently.
Omen, when you go up to the captain, you see that he is just looking out over the Loveless Fields at the trainees.
Yeah, at the raw recruits.
Yeah, but he has certainly taken notice of your approach. And
I continue approachingly.
Okay. He comes down off his horse.
And his high horse?
Hands the reins to his squire.
All right.
And
I'll reach out and pulls
a gauntlet off his hand and extends his hand in friendship.
Extends his gnarled claw.
No, actually, I'm
taken aback by that. But
Nathan Faringray is sort of a middle-aged man, but he's actually quite dashing and was probably, like you in his youth, more inclined to go off and do foolhardy quests.
Acquiring things?
Yes.
I see. So he's cleaned up is essentially what you're saying.
Yes.
All right. Well, I recognize this, and he recognizes that I recognize that, and we share a moment.
Okay.
And I say, well, what can we do for you?
He says, are you aware of a tower called Golden Hawk?
Should I roll to see if I'm aware of that?
You can make a history check if you want.
I'm next to him. May I make a history check?
Absolutely.
As well?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. I look over him. It's a shrug.
I rolled a one. So, okay. What's a tower?
History-wise, I've heard about towers. Yes. History-wise, we're looking at a 20, so I feel good about that.
Jim would like to use prestidigitation to make some doves. And everyone claps.
All right. You're momentarily distracted by these doves, these white doves flying up over the rainy fields.
You don't know how many times I've seen these doves.
Yeah, well, the simple trick seems to amuse to no end the the common militia. He says, Faringray says.
So what do I know about that? What does a 20 get me in a history context?
You have heard of this tower.
The skill is 5. Nice.
It is, just curious. It is a ruin that lies kind of on the edge of civilized lands, basically on the border of disputed frontier territory called the Borderlands.
Fair enough.
That's all you know.
Okay. But I know where it is.
Yes, you do.
Okay, fair enough.
It is not so far away that you probably haven't, at some point in your career, passed by it.
Yeah. Oh, hey, that's that tower I heard about.
Yeah.
Is there a keep anywhere near that tower?
He says... No, nothing of the sort. It is a watchtower, a strong point to defend against the goblin hordes.
So there's no keep on the borderlands?
He says, ah.
I'm going to bite your throat out. Later. Not right now.
He says, you have traveled far.
I have.
There is such a structure. This is a much smaller defense point and more critical to Fallcrest.
See, it's more critical, like I was saying.
Yeah, right.
My friend here, Sorek Orvash, he was a member of a group sent by the local baron to inspect the tower and see if it can be rebuilt and refurbished. The goblins have become an increasing annoyance, and Golden Hawk has, over the aeons, stood as a symbol of their failure to conquer this land.
Jim makes fireworks.
I hear another smattering of applause.
Yes.
I say, what's our role in this?
In our attempts to scope out the structure and explore it more thoroughly, and begin work on its reconstruction. The prospectors that we sent stumbled upon some unkind folks, brigands with their faces painted like skulls, accompanied by the Walking Dead.
I really hate the Walking Dead.
I'm not a big fan myself. Do you know, like...
Sorek is the only survivor.
Number-wise, how many Walking Dead? Did you have an estimate?
There were more than a dozen.
Okay. All right, we'll take it. We're ready to go. We're ready to go
he
at
says,
a moment's notice.
Thank you. Sorek will guide you there.
All right, we'll go with him. He wants to go back? I know where it is. We can just go.
He says...
It's up to him.
Faringray says...
Back.
He is reluctant to return, but agrees that he might be of some help, and he has more information about the tower's history than I do.
Well, certainly we appreciate the help.
He calls out Sorek's name. The dwarf sticks his pipe out... in the rain, and it just sort of begins to smoke and smolder, and then he tips the crap out from inside of it, puts it away, comes walking over, tips his tricorn hat, and...
At least a gallon of water pours
says,
out.
We ready to go?
Jim makes a rock disappear.
And then shrugs. Where's the rock? All right. I'm sure I have, at this point, I've developed some kind of special Jim whistle
mm-hmm.
that...
Yes.
That lets him know... It's time to work. It's time to build on the legacy, the dark magic legacy.
Faringray says, I would tend to this matter myself, but I have my work here cut out for me.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. No, they're doing good. They're doing good. It seems like they're doing good. They need to tie their boots tighter, I think, but past that, I think they're fine. All right. Well, dwarves?
Yes.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Let's go.
Jim waves farewell. Have a magical day.
Okay. Benwin, make an insight check.
Now, okay. Oh, 22.
Bam.
Ooh, critical it. Insight.
Nicely done.
You're like, your light fucking pours out of your face. Ah!
There is something about Sorek that strikes you as a little odd.
I kill him.
He's not a dwarf.
I murder him.
It's really an elf on his knees with fake shoes.
It's like a dwarf.
He is clearly dwarven, but it's dwarven. Like he was raised by like humans or wolves or caterpillars or something. Okay. You just there's
he's
something
feral.
There's characteristics to him that seem undwarf-like.
Well, yeah, I approached him to be kind of a look at these humans. Dwarves would do it right, and I got to brush off.
Yeah, it didn't happen. Well, maybe we can penetrate that.
But it's more than that. He is actually sort of avoiding eye contact with you. Not so much with the others, but with you.
All right, well,
Yeah, I still don't know why he wants to go back, especially when we can show it up. I don't know.
Shoot.
I already hate him.
If I were to try
Jim's
to...
got a good feeling about him.
If I were to try to start spark a conversation with him and maybe try to glean some insight, what kind of a check would that be? Would that be... not sloth, check. Would it be...
insight, yeah.
Diplomacy.
Diplomacy, which my zero bonus. So
you guys start to head off. You leave Captain Faringray with his recruits.
Exactly. And there's a conversation trying to bubble up.
You're on the rainy road heading out to the wilderness.
So I'm going to strike up a conversation trying to learn more about him. And I'm going to say, so where are you from?
Dost thou come here often?
Yeah, I rolled a pathetic 8 on that.
You know what's really
diplomacy.
Cool?
Diplomacy.
Rocks.
He looks at you and says, Rivercrest, where are you from?
Where am I from? I have no idea.
Probably from Winterhaven.
Okay.
Probably from the hills north of Winterhaven.
All right. I should have researched that ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever.
I know where I'm from. That's all I'm saying.
Well, yeah.
But New Hampshire?
Yeah. So, and he said he was from where? I'm sorry.
Rivercrest.
Rivercrest. Am I familiar with Rivercrest?
Yeah, it's like a fishing village some distance away. It is along a river, probably about 5 days' travel from here.
I used to date a girl in Rivercrest.
What do you know about it?
She was a model, actually.
Really?
Yeah. You probably didn't know her. She's really pretty.
She looked good.
She looked really good, yeah.
Okay. I believe you. These stories are always true.
And I'm drawing a blank now because the pressure's on. Like, it's exactly. Focusing on me, and it's like, where the fuck are we from? River, Crest, Haven, Bill? What is this?
Shire?
Where is this? This is Winter Crest.
No, we're not in Winter Crest. We're
leaving Fall Crest?
Fall Crest. Jesus H. I should write this down.
It's the rainfall. That's how I was able to remember.
All right. Fall Crest. And he's from River...
Crest?
Yes.
Jesus, what's with the crest? You couldn't come up with a new...
Aren't Fall Crest and River Crest rivals? I think they're like football rivals.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So what brings you to Fall Crest?
He says, I'm working for the Baron to help rebuild Goldenhawk.
Jesus Christ, Goldenhawk.
That's the tower we're going to.
Listen, if I can follow it...
So you're an engineer, you're a mason?
Something like that.
Listen, Jim comes in, leave the guy alone, all right? I'm sorry about him.
He's a dwarf.
You know how they are.
Well, you know him. You're a dwarf. You've known him for years.
I'm sorry. Quit giving the guy the third degree.
He says.
Can he use diplomacy to sort of try to good human bad dwarf with, with the guy?
Sure, he could, if you want.
What's 2?
Oh, awesome.
18, 20.
Okay. He seems to warm up to you.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Two pats him on the shoulder.
In the course of conversation, you learn from him that...
Do you like magic? Barks come out of his hands.
He says, I have knowledge of magic.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know something about magic myself, and then a bird comes out of my hand.
Whoa.
Hold on, I have to go get that bird back. It's the only one I've got.
You have done great things to raise my spirits. I am somewhat down over the deaths of my friends.
Oh, that my sucks. God.
You want to see another trick?
I started a conversation.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Everyone dies, I'm like, ask him where he's from. He's like, Rivercrest. And then Mike's like, maybe I should talk to him. He's like, I come from a land of blah, blah, blah.
I come from
a
land down under.
The whole fucking shit spills out. One roll.
Jim would like to know if you like fireworks.
Oh, yes.
Pow!
Wow.
Wow.
See?
I just shake my head.
He's a good guy.
Like, the 6 or 7 hours a day are given over to these pyrotechnic displays. Yes.
I'm done. I run forward.
Okay, you blaze the trail. After the day passes, Sorek Orvosh is not a brilliant conversationalist by any means, but he does engage you. He tries to engage with whatever conversation you wish. Night settles, you move on the next day. Night settles again, you move on the next day. And then on the rainy hill, underneath some heavy storm clouds, you see a ruined tower that looks like it had the top half of it sheared off, leaving behind a crown of jagged stone. And about 100 feet out from the tower in all directions, you see tower wreckage lodged in the ground. Like, the entire thing was blown outward.
Now, was it called Golden Hawk just sort of as an honorary name, or did it have a hawk crest or something on it? Like, did it have a, like, the stonework or something like that?
I'm glad you asked. The defender of the tower for a long time in the distant past was an elven woman named Valatra, and her emblem was a golden hawk on a field of purple and black. She was a commander of storm magic.
What happened to her?
And she was the scourge of goblin kind.
Yeah, I'll bet.
I think what happened to her is etched in the rubble of this hill.
Oh, she was here for this?
She caused it.
Yeah. A little explodey.
Apparently, according to legend anyway, the tower was laid under siege by goblins and giants. And as a last recourse to slay them all, she used the tower as the final weapon and sent stone shrapnel through the armies, laying them low. It is unknown whether she survived.
Does it look like someone survives? Like the place is complete. Is it...
This place has been desolate and ruined for over 100 years.
So there's no opportunity for CSI type shit at this point.
Probably not. The stones that the bits of tower wreckage that you see at the base of the hill are weather worn and overgrown. At this point, you can see to the west of the tower are some tents, and he says, "That's where we made camp." He sort of points and then furrows his brow and says, "That's odd."
What's odd?
There's a fire.
Awesome. Battle standard in one hand, sword, axe in my other.
He says, "I don't think I want to go any closer."
He
pulls his tricorn hat down over his eyes a bit.
My blade is thirsty for blood.
Say, well, there's a tree back there.
Is there like a... Because I haven't played 4th edition before. Mm-hmm. Is there a sense motive sort of...
It's called insight thing? Skill.
Insight collects all right. Those.
Okay. I would just like to see if I can get... Something about him is bothering me.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So I just want to see if I can do anything with that. And I get an 11.
Okay.
He is a dwarf.
He smells like a dwarf.
Hey.
All of those things are true. And you are bothered by it, but you can't put your finger on it. It may not even be genuine, these concerns you have.
Jim just slaps him on the shoulder. Come on, let's go. It's just a fire.
He says, but the Walking Dead.
I saw them when they were on tour. They're all right.
I am not, how do you say, combat worthy.
Jim will take care of you.
Don't worry about it. I am. Let's do this.
Boss. Yeah, I mean, my fear is that if he stays behind, it's going to be worse for him.
He says, I am a very fast runner.
Well, that's to your credit. I guess that's in evidence.
So we're coming up from this direction?
Yes, you are. That is correct. But you can come up from any direction you want. You can, like, you're far enough out.
And the fire, obviously, is right here.
Yes, correct. You see that the tower is more blasted on one side than it is on the other, to the point where there's not so much a doorway into it, but just a gaping hole.
So there's no way to get cover from around this and maybe...
Absolutely you can. The tower walls climb to a height of about 30 feet still.
Oh, great. All right. So we can...
Then the top is just this sort of jagged, cut-off mess. And, of course, the shrubs and things on the hillside you can hide behind as well.
Okay, so we approach... If the tents were to the west, we approach from the east, correct?
Okay.
Yeah. And then I'm going to come around, see maybe...
Actually, as you approach the tower, do me a favor. Those of you who come within, like, I don't know, 4 squares of the tower, make a perception check for me.
I should be closer.
Yeah. Come up with us. He's
the striker and whatnot.
Jim is the artillery.
Yes.
20.
11.
27.
Wow.
Wow.
That will fucking do.
Okay. You can see not much activity around the tower, but inside you hear voices. A couple voices, low, talking to each other.
Do I recognize the language?
Common.
Okay. So common is performing inside the tower.
Well, I mean, obviously...
Are we able to determine the number of voices?
Two.
Two voices are talking inside the tower, and the tower is blasted out here.
Yeah, there's a hole about the size of a door in the base of the tower there.
I mean,
it's imperative that we listen.
And as you stalk up to there, I'd like you all to make stealth checks.
Even Jim?
Shit.
Jim, whose
Jim's
back is...
No!
He doesn't have to.
This is the worst. This is going to be the worst check.
I got a 13.
Yeah, so I apparently stepped in a bucket and...
Will.
And those, you know those bells that you were determined to put on my boots? So it turns out they're jingling because I rolled a 1.
So it's very festive is what you're saying.
Yes. I walked up and decided to sing another Adrian song.
All right. Those voices stop talking and one of them says, "Do you hear that?"
No, I
don't hear it.
But they seem to, you hear them gathering their, getting their shit together, and knocking weapons.
Okay. So, I mean,
swords.
Can Benwin actually see directly into here?
At this point, we can all roll.